From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Senta, the Percent Translator, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Senta grew up at a toll gate, specifically at the North Gate Toll of the kingdom's main north-south trade road, about 10 miles outside the capital. The North Gate Toll was, in the kingdom, busy. On a normal weekday, 200 or 300 carts came through the gate. On market days, 600 or 700. The toll collectors at Northgate handled enormous volumes of small cart by small cart tax assessment, and the kingdom's chief assessor lived in a stone house attached to the gate's south side. The chief assessor, and this is the essential fact of the chapter, was Senta's father. His name was Centesimal. Everyone called him Sent. He had inherited the chief assessor's position from his father, who had inherited it from his father, who had inherited it from his uncle. The family had been chief assessors at Northgate Toll for 4 generations. Senta, whose given name was Mira, though by the time she was 12, everyone called her Senta, which her father had nicknamed her, was the eldest of 3 siblings. She grew up at the toll gate. She climbed the gate's wooden crossbeams as a small child. She ate her suppers at a small table in the chief assessor's office. She fell asleep, more nights than not, listening to her father read aloud from the kingdom's grain tax rolls.
What Senta understood from a very early age was that the kingdom's tax system was built on percentages. The kingdom did not tax things in fixed amounts. Fixed amounts would be unfair. A wealthy merchant and a poor farmer would pay the same, which was not the point of taxation. The kingdom taxed things as percentages of the cart's value. Grain was taxed at 10%. Copper was taxed at 5%. Textiles were taxed at 2%. Salt was taxed at 12%. Salt was a luxury. Imported spices were taxed at 20%. Spices were a great luxury. Sent calculated these percentages for every cart that came through the gate for 14 years of Senta's childhood. He calculated them very fast. A merchant would arrive with a cart of, say, 40 bushels of grain. Sent would assess the grain's value, the going market rate, which he kept in a leather-bound ledger. He would multiply by 10%. He would announce the tax. The merchant would pay. The cart would pass. The next cart would arrive. By the time Senta was 8, she could compute 10% of any number in her head. Move the decimal one place to the left. By the time she was 10, she could compute 1% of any number. Move it 2 places to the left. By the time she was 12, she could compute any percentage by combining the moves. To compute 12% of 300, compute 10%, 30, compute 1%, 3, multiply the 1% by 2, 6, add 30 plus 6, 36.
She was, by 12, as fast as her father. What Senta eventually understood, and what made her the teacher she became, was that percentages were a translation language. They were the universal way to express a ratio at the per hundred scale. Any ratio, 3 to 5, 1 to 8, 17 to 20, could be translated into a percentage, and once translated, every percentage was directly comparable. 3 to 5 became 60%. 1 to 8 became 12.5%, 17 to 20 became 85%. The kingdom used per hundred as its tax denominator because per hundred is the common scale that lets you compare any 2 rates immediately. She thought about this for years. When she was 20 and had been helping her father at the toll gate for several years, a wandering scholar passed through Northgate. The scholar was, by Senta's father's instructions, not charged a toll. Scholars were exempt. The kingdom valued learning. But the scholar spent a long afternoon at the toll gate watching Senta compute percentages. At the end of the afternoon, the scholar approached Senta and said, "You are the fastest percentage calculator I have met. Have you considered teaching?" Senta had not. She thought about it. She talked to her father. Sent, who had been a tax collector for 30 years and was, in his own quiet way, glad his daughter had options other than the toll gate, said, "Go, teach. The kingdom has many tax collectors. It has few teachers.
Senta went to the Ratio Realm Academy when she was 21. She studied for 3 years. She joined the faculty when she was 24. She has been teaching percentages ever since. In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She brings from her father's office a small wooden ledger, a child-sized version of the kingdom's tax ledger her father had made for her when she was 6. The ledger has tiny columns for cart value and tax percent. She places it on the desk. She turns to the class. She says, "What is 10% of 100? The children always say 10. Senta says, "What is 10% of 200? The children say 20. Senta says, "What is 10% of 70? The children, most of them, say 7. Senta smiles. She says, "You already know how to compute percentages. You have been doing it. 10% is moving the decimal one place to the left. That is the whole trick of 10%. The rest of percentages are built on top of that trick." She then teaches them 1%, move two places left, and how to combine them. 12% equals 10% plus 1% plus 1%, and how to compute any percentage by combining the simple ones. The children always find it easier than they expected. They had been told percentages were hard. They had been imagining complicated multiplication. They had not been imagining moving the decimal and adding small percentages together. Senta's approach is, in her own quiet way, a revelation. When children ask whether percentages are hard, Senta always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are per hundred. Once you translate any ratio to per hundred, every percentage becomes comparable. To compute 10%, move the decimal one place to the left. To compute 1%, move it two places. The rest is combining these moves. She still keeps the small wooden ledger. The children sometimes ask to use it. It has rows for them to write practice problems. She always lets them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Senta the Percent Translator. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.